Wake up, sleepyheads.
It's party time! Yeah! This is the old Noosa coming at you right here on this fine, fine Rocktober morning! It's the sweeping sensation that's sweeping the nation, and I'm gonna do it to you right here, right now. Wow!
Only get through, girls, before tomorrow night! Cobo Hall, Detroit, Michigan! You wanted the best!
You got the best!
The hottest band in the world! Cash!
Rock on, Kiss Army. J-Rock here.
And the Raven.
Welcome to Rock and Roll Over Podcast. Roll Over
Podcast.
Rock on, bitches.
Welcome to the show.
What's up, rock and rollers around the universe, around the world? Rock the fuck on, everybody. I am your host, J-Rock, right here from Rock River Podcast. What's going on, guys? Good morning. It is Sunday morning here in Colorado, so hope you all having a good weekend out there. I know tomorrow everybody has to go back to work, which sucks, but it is what it is. Sorry I haven't been on in the past couple weeks, guys. Been busy with work and just life in general. So everything's going good. Been healthy. Family's doing well and everything. So yeah, everybody's doing good. And welcome to the show, guys. Welcome. And let's get into the news. Well, a lot of sad news. If y'all didn't heard, Bob Kulick passed away, and also J.R. Smalling, the original Kiss Road manager that made that iconic introduction on the Kiss Alive album, You Wanted the Best, You Got the Best, the hottest band in the land, Kiss, and that's going to be iconic forever. It sucks that Bob passed away, and it sucks that, you know, J.R. Smalling passed away as well. Rest in peace, you two. You guys are awesome. And I know it's unfortunate that they passed on and everything, but, you know, just a lot going on and everything with that. So rest in peace, you guys. We love you. The Kiss Army is praying for the families of J.R. Smalling and Bob Kulick. Bruce had to share the news on Twitter about his brother Bob and J.R. Smalling. You know, he passed away from cancer, so it's just sad, you know. All right, guys, so also in the news, basically there's a lot going on. Kiss news, they are going to continue with the Kiss Cruise 10 next year in October. So whoever has the tickets, hang on to those tickets because you're going on the Kiss Cruise. I would love to go on the Kiss Cruise, don't get me wrong. I would love to go there to the Kiss Cruise and meet the band and just have a good time with other Kiss fans. That's my ultimate dream, is go to a Kiss Cruise, even though it's a lot of money and I can't afford it, unfortunately. But whoever gets to go, I want you all to have fun on the Kiss Cruise. But yeah, the Kiss Cruise is going to be back on for next year, 2021. So October 2020, which is awesome. So I think that's great. So basically, guys, a lot of stuff going on in the news. We're going to talk about some things here. I didn't really go in well prepared for this like I wanted to, but we're going to get into it. And here we go. Of course, guys, if you know who Frankie Bunnell is, he's the drummer of Quiet Riot. He does have stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and he's still battling it. You know, he's still dealing with it. So prayers for Frankie Banal, the drummer from Quiet Riot. You know, just prayers for him, guys. I mean, he's a good, awesome drummer. And he needs all the love and support from all the rock metal fans out there. So love to you, Franco Benelli from Quiet Riot. Miles Kennedy has finished writing second solo album. It rocks a little harder than the Year of the Tiger, he says. So Alter Bridge, Miles Kennedy, and he plays with Slash as well. Basically, you know, he has finished writing for a second solo album. I like to hear it. I'm not a really big fan of Miles Kennedy, but I do like the fact that he does sing for Slash and everything, which is awesome. So, you know, Miles Kennedy, good for you, man, on the second solo album being complete. I'm happy for you, man. So, I would love to hear it, and you know, I'd love to hear it and see how it sounds. Richie Faulkner says it looks like Tom Alamam and Andy Sneap will return as producers for next year's Priest's albums. This is great news. Guitarist Richie Faulkner said basically that they're bringing back the producers who worked on Priest's 2018 Firepower, which is awesome, because Firepower was a great album. And I can't wait for next year's Priest album to be writing stages and also to be completed as well. So we'll probably see a next year release window for a new Judas Priest album. So that is awesome. Can't wait for that. Clint LeRae on upcoming Seven Dust album. I think this is one of our strongest records in a while. So basically, Seven Dust is once again recording new music for an album. I think that's awesome. You know, Seven Dust is a great band. If you guys don't know, I've been a fan of Seven Dust since the very, very beginning. And the first time I heard their debut album, I was just blown away by it. So I was actually really excited about Seven Dust. And all their albums are good. I don't really have any bad reviews about their records. But, you know, the new album, you know, their albums, they come out every other year. It's really, you know, it's different, but it sounds great. So hats off to Seven Dust, new album. Can't wait for it to hear it. I'd like to do a review on that, so I'm excited for that. Just checking out what's in the news, guys. Ooh, Metallica's 2017 performance at Rock on the Range kicks off online series. So basically, since there's no concerts, all the bands have been doing like video online series for their shows, which I think is fucking awesome. So if you can't be there in person, watch it on the video. And that's cool that Metallica is kicking off their online series with a concert they played in 2017, which is awesome. I'll have to check that out. You know, it's in Columbus, Ohio. I'd like to watch it and just check it out, you know. So I'm excited for that. So Metallica, you go with that. You go with your bad self. Megadeth is recording 18 songs for new album. It's up there with Rust in Peace and the Countdown to Extinction, says Dave Mustaine. Which is awesome, you know. Dave Mustaine's been kind of out of the picture for a while because he's been dealing with personal stuff in his life. But I'm glad that they wrote 18 songs for a new album. That's amazing. A lot of bands don't do that anymore. They usually do like a 10, 12 track record. So doing 18 songs for a new album, that's awesome. I can't wait to hear it. Megadeth, bring it on with the albums. That's fucking sweet as hell. Ooh. Autographed to headline socially distant Colorado Freedom Festival mini next weekend. So Dirty Dogs Roadhouse in Golden, Colorado will host Colorado's Freedom Festival mini on Saturday, June 20th. Doors open 11 a.m. and music plays until 10 p.m. due to social distancing rules as well as safety of both parties then. So yeah, that's kind of cool that, you know, Autographed to do that in Colorado. That's awesome. I'd like to see that show, but in a couple weeks, so I probably won't be able to make it. So So I think that's it for the Rock Metal News, guys. But let me just double check to see if there's any more interesting facts here. Ooh, former great white singer Jack Russell covered Steppenwolf's Born to Be Wild. Great song, great video. If you're not a Steppenwolf fan, check that shit out, guys. It's good stuff to listen to. Definitely something to get into for sure. So, you know, Steppenwolf and other artists covering this song, Born to Be Wild, it's even better. You can't go wrong with that. Can't go wrong with that at all. And that's awesome. Oh, yeah, guys, some Ace Frehley news since I just come across his son Blabbermouth here. So Ace Frehley took place socially distant concerts in August, which is awesome. And also Ace is going to be releasing Origins Volume 2 sometime this year. And he's also in the works of recording a new studio album for 2021. Can't wait for that. Ace, you rock, man. You're one of the reasons why I'm doing this. You know, not only that, but other bands out there, the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. So I think that's fucking awesome that Ace is going to be doing some concerts in August, social distancing of course, and he's already thinking about, you know, Origins Volume 2 coming out, and also recording a new album for next year. Can't wait for that. It's going to be fucking awesome. Alright guys, let's get into the topic of the week. Alright guys, topic of the week. Now this is kind of like a, I had to kind of put this together really quick, even though I had like 2 weeks to think about it, but I already had it in the works since last week. So basically, topic of the week. What would happen if Kiss did not take off their makeup in September of 1983? The reason why I say that is because what would happen if Ace and Peter would have never left the band? They would have unmasked with Gene and Paul. Well, they probably wouldn't have unmasked with Gene and Paul. They probably would have had the makeup on still. Would we get, you know, if Ace and Peter never left the band and just still wore the makeup and the costumes throughout the 80s, would we get the albums of Lick It Up, Animal Eyes, Asylum, Crazy Nights, Hot in the Shade, or would it be different titles of albums with Ace and Peter still in the band? You know, leave your emails and comments to rockandrolloverpodcast13@gmail.com. Let me know what you guys think about, you know, because this is an interesting topic. You know, my friend of mine, John Lipsey, I'm giving you a shout out, buddy. He gave me the idea of this topic. You know, what would happen if Kiss never took off their makeup? I think if Kiss never took off their makeup in 1983, I think they would have done fairly decent. I'm not saying, like, hey, you know, let's write some great songs for the great albums. You know, I think the reason why they took the makeup off in the first place is because of the fact that they wanted something new. But if they would have kept it on throughout the 80s and '90s, I think it would have been really cool. Because a lot of the fans, I was watching a documentary on YouTube, and a lot of the fans were, you know, they kind of lost interest in Kiss when they took the makeup off. But I can see why, you know, I can see why they did it, because they wanted something new. But if they would have kept it on, never would have removed it at all. They would have just kept the makeup on and still made great albums. That would be interesting. I mean, I think if Kiss never took their makeup off in the 80s, I think they would have written some pretty cool songs. I think, in my opinion, they would have had some really good stuff out there that we never even heard of. Because, you know, if Ace would have stayed in the band, Eric Carr, and then Gene and Paul, you know, they decide, hey, let's not take the makeup off, let's just make some really good albums and just continue writing it. I really think that, in my opinion, that they never took the makeup off. From 83 up until like 89. They would have had probably different costume designs throughout that time. Probably not so flamboyant, but they would have probably had different costume designs throughout that time. And, you know, it would be interesting to see if, you know, they never took the makeup off. They kept it on. Even Creatures of the Night Tour was a complete fucking disaster. They probably would have done Wicked Up and Animal Lives, but had Ace and Eric in the band still, I'm pretty sure the songs would be a lot different. You'd probably still get Heavens on Fire and Thrills in the Night, but it'd probably be played in a different way. You know, so the costume designs would have been different. The makeup design would have been the same. I mean, Jean and Paul did put the makeup back on in 89 during their Rise to It video, music video, which I thought was pretty cool. They brought back the elements and everything that came with it. And, you know, I'm just amazed that, you know, if Jean and Paul would have sat down and said, hey, I don't think we should take the makeup off. I think we should just keep it on. Create really good music, awesome music for the fans, and give them what they want. And even though the show is not about makeup and, you know, makeup and bombs, I don't think Gene really blew fire that much in the 80s, even when they took the makeup off. And I was actually really surprised. Maybe he might have, I don't know. I don't think he did, because that was the demon character that did all that. You know, the fire, the blood spitting, flying up in the air. So I don't know. I mean, I ponder that question. What would happen if Kiss never took the makeup off? If they just kept it on, new costumes, new stage design, new songs, we wouldn't get Lick It Up or Animal Eyes or Asylum or Crazy Nights or Hot in the Shade. We probably would get completely different, totally different album name changes and different songs that we never even heard of. And I'm just kind of like puzzled by it. I really am, you guys. To all the listeners out there, thank you for supporting the show. Thank you for your love and the love that you've been giving me and expressing to me. I mean, I thank you guys. You know, leave a review on iTunes, leave a review anywhere and everything. So just leave a review on the show. And I just love to have you guys on. You know, I want you guys' topic of the weeks as well. So you can send it to rockandrolloverpodcast13@gmail.com. Let me know what you guys think of you sending in topic of the week. I would definitely love to get you guys' feedback on that. But back to the topic anyways. Also, if Kiss would have kept the makeup on, would we get songs like Lick It Up, Lonely as the Hunter, Who Wants to Be Lonely, Tears Are Falling, Secretly Cruel, Crazy Nights, Hell or High Water, Turn On the Night, Let's Put the X in Sex, Forever, you know, the list goes on and on. And I'm just kind of like trying to wrap my brain around this. On thinking, okay, if Kiss never took off their makeup and just kept the costumes on, they would have probably, I don't know if it would have saved their career. I mean, maybe they took it off because they wanted to save their career. And like what Paul Stanley said, when they took the makeup off, it was like a resurgence for them. But a lot of the fans during that time lost interest in the band. I think they got a little bit more heavier, you know, because if you compare the 70s Kiss to the 80s Kiss, the 80s Kiss music, it got heavier. Even though Crazy Nights was kind of like, you know, synthesizers and everything else, and, you know, which is, hey, you know, look at me, Crazy Crazy Nights got some synthesizers. But if they didn't take the makeup off and did Crazy Nights and Asylum and Animal Eyes and Wicked Up and Hot in the Shade, I think it would have been really cool to hear different songs and different tunes. That would have been cool. That would have been really cool to hear it and to see it. You know, I mean, I would have loved to have seen Kiss with their makeup on and throughout the 80s. You know, and that would have been a really, really awesome thing to see and experience. I mean, of course, if they went through different guitar players, they would have to pick different designs for the new member, which would suck because, you know, how many designs can you come up with? I mean, Eric Carr still have his Fox makeup. Gene and Paul would have theirs, but who would, if they had a new guitar player, who would they be? You know, what character would they be? You know, I've seen pictures of Bruce Kulick of being like a dog. Don't like the design. I think the dagger would have been cool. Like, have a dagger on his left eye, like what Paul has on his left eye, the star. You know, Bruce Kulick having the dagger. And Eric Carr still having the Fox makeup, you know, so it's, I puzzle it, you know, quite a bit, if Kiss would never would have taken the makeup off in 1983. It would have been interesting times for sure. I mean, a lot of the, you know, it would have been very interesting to see that, but I could see why they did it, you know, they wanted to reinvent themselves as a band, and Gene during that time was getting into a lot of movies, like acting, so Paul Stanley kind of took the reins on the band in the direction of, you know, Animal Eyes, Asylum, Crazy Nights, because I don't think Gene had a lot of involvement on those three albums, even in Hot in the Shade, you know. He probably had a little bit of involvement in that as well. But, you know, it's just an opinion. Because Gene wanted to do a movie career during that time. You know, and Paul kind of took over the band during that time. So, you know, that's how I feel about it. It's interesting how that, you know, when you've been a band in makeup for over 10 years and you don't continue to wear it and decide to take it off to save your guys' music and fans. I'm pretty sure a lot of the fans weren't really happy about it when they took it off, but it would have been cool to see if they kept it on, had different costumes, different stage shows. You know, you would still get one hell of a show. Heck, we never would have known what they looked like if they kept it on. Seriously, we would never knew. I would never know what they looked like if they kept it on. But this is the topic I'm talking about. To all the listeners out there, this is something I wanted to talk about. So it's like, okay. This is how it's gonna be. You know, Music from the Elder didn't really do too well. I don't think they even toured that album. Then when they did Creatures, that tour was very short. And then they decided to take the makeup off and just record Lick It Up and so on and so forth. And which I find really interesting because it's like, okay, Bob's a Slipknot. For example, but on the Slipknot took their masks off and played all their songs unmasked. Would we still get that crazy show that everybody wants to hear? Or would it be a lot different? But I like Slipknot. I think it'd be really interesting to see them play their show unmasked. Just to see if it's the same crowd vibe, same tone. Same everything. Who knows? I mean, who knows, guys? Who knows? You know, I'm just talking about this because, you know, I want your guys's, you know, thoughts and feelings on the fact that, you know, what would happen if Gina and Paul never took their makeup off and they just, you know, continued as the Kiss that we know and love today. And, you know, would they recorded the albums that they recorded throughout the 80s? I mean, that's what I want to know, is be like, okay. You know, let's leave the makeup on. Let's work on the albums and see how well the tours do. So that would be very interesting. You know, what do we get? You know, like I said before, would we get Lick It Up, Animalize Asylum, Crazy Nights, and Hot in the Shade if they left the makeup on? Would we get different album titles, different songs, different everything? You know, I'm going to leave that up to you guys, because you guys probably know a little bit more about it. Like, I've been a fan for 26 years of these guys, and it makes me, I always wonder, you know, they just left it on, left the makeup on throughout the 80s. Will we get the albums that we love today, or will we get something a little bit different? You know, that's what I want to know. Oh yes, and Raven's doing really good. Him and I have been talking a little bit here and there. He's still trying to figure out his internet connection issue, of course. But he sends his love to you guys. And, you know, he's been doing pretty good, staying healthy and everything, like I am. You know, it's freaking allergy season here in Colorado, so, you know, fucking allergies. The pollen's really bad right now, but it sucks. But, yeah, I mean, it'd be interesting to see, like, okay, like, if Ace stuck with the band throughout the 80s, I think his guitar playing would have been more advanced. I mean, he didn't release an album until 87, so he took a couple years off just to find himself and sober up. You know, then he did Freely's Comet and everything. You know, that was the start of his career. You know, and I think with, you know, Ace stayed with the band, or maybe just even unmasked with the band, that would have been pretty interesting too. You know, that would have been pretty interesting as well. It's like, okay, you know, we're creating magic here. You know, with the albums. I'm pretty sure if Kiss continued throughout the 80s with the makeup on, I think they would have had more bombs, more explosives, more everything. Even though they had that when they took it off, they took the makeup off, you know, they said that we're still Kiss, but we're not going to do, you know, the bombs or the fire or anything like that. You know, it's just like a regular rock concert, you know. And I kind of have to agree with that statement, but at the same time, it's like, okay. They played a little bit faster throughout the 80s, which I thought was awesome. I think that was great. You know, I think that was very heartwarming and very interesting. And, you know, if they continued to wear the makeup throughout the 80s, they would have probably had, they will have the best rock concerts you ever fucking seen in your entire life. That's how I feel about it. You know, and, you know, make it happen. But they took the makeup off in 83, start wearing street clothes, and they sold more albums when they did that. So I don't know. I mean, if they would have kept the makeup on, they probably wouldn't have sold as much. Album wise, it probably wouldn't be, you know, big sellers or anything like that. But, you know, if you, you know, if you think about it, when they took the makeup off, they sold more records. They sold a lot more albums throughout that time. And then in the 90s, they put it back on and did the reunion show with Ace and Peter. MTV Unplugged is an iconic video, and having Ace and Peter do a reunion show with Gene and Paul in 96, 97. And that was cool. You know, that was, you know, I seen videos and photos of it and everything, but yeah, you know. So I hope you all having a good weekend out there, guys. You know, I just wanted to talk about, you know, what happened if Kiss never took off their makeup in the 80s. You know, if they would have just left it on, new costumes, new stage design, new shows, they probably would have been pretty creative. They'd probably have been like, okay, this is what we're going to do. Which is, hey, you know, do what you need to do, get it done, and get it happy. And I'm hoping that Kiss will go back on tour again after this fucking COVID shit's gone. I'd like to see them one last time, for the fourth time. So even if they do their show in New York or not, you know, I'm going to try to get there. Yeah, that's a good goal. You know, it's a good goal of mine to get to. So, well, to my listeners out there, I love you guys. Thank you for joining me for another episode. Sorry if it's a short episode, but I'm going to try to get some special guests on here in the near future. I've been talking to somebody about it, about being on the show. We're going to get that figured out, but I'll have a guest on here in the near, probably a couple weeks or so. I got to work around his schedule. So, anyways, guys, thank you for joining me for another episode of Rockin' Over Podcast. Hope you all have a good weekend out there. I love you guys. Thank you for supporting the show. You guys are awesome. And be safe out there and stay healthy. And rock the fuck on, guys. And I'll see you guys on the flippity flip. Take care, everybody. Peace out.